Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It's Wednesday, the 5th of November, remember. And it's 2:15 in the PM. Just sorting out a few jobs, and I'm being shouted at by my little boy for talking, because I'm not talking to him. Right, how are we all? Yes, November the 5th. Probably the only... In fact, yeah, definitely. The only sort of festival, celebration, calendar event, whatever you want to call it, that I actually, that I actually enjoy getting involved in. I enjoy going to watch firework displays, if that makes any sense. But that's the only one in the year that I actually do sort of have any remote interest in. All the others, Halloween, birthdays, Christmas, Easter, blooming, whatever, I hate them all. a proper bar humbug across everything. Even my own birthday, I refuse to celebrate a birthday. Sounds daft, but I just don't do it. I haven't done since I was about... probably about six. I don't see the point. I don't see what all the fuss is about. And then when it comes to everything else, like Halloween and blinking Easter and all that malarkey, I just think, what's everybody doing? Why is all this money being spent on junk and tat that means absolutely nothing? Anyway, there you go. I won't rant and rave about that too much because, But yes, firework night, bonfire night, Guy Fawkes Eve, whatever you want to call it. I always do enjoy it. The village next to us here in rural Nottinghamshire always has a big display run by their, I think it's their scout group, on the cricket field, in the village. And we've been going there for the last 5-6 years. And it's not the best, it's no big fancy Fandango display, but it's local, it's very cheap, and the kids love it. At the end of the day, my oldest lad's 7, my youngest lad's 2. As long as they see some flashbangs and whiz pops, they don't really, they don't get it. Some of these like themed ones, I remember years ago, a lot of years ago now, must be about probably 16, 17 years ago, went to Alton Towers, for firework night, and they did War of the Worlds with fireworks, and it was brilliant. I can just remember the kind of acted it all out, and the sort of premise was that this they were playing some music or doing like a radio interview or something like that, and then there was like a over the tannoy system, and then it was kind of interrupted by this. I think it was Trevor MacDonald. It was Trevor MacDonald doing the voiceover. And he kind of interrupted and said, we're breaking news. It looks like there's some unidentified craft have entered the Earth's atmosphere or something. And essentially this battle then carried on between what was supposed to be the aliens and what was supposed to be the Earth armies and stuff. And they had on top of the towers and stuff, they had... fireworks being shot off the top of the towers at other ones that were being fired up from the ground, and they were meeting in midair with this big massive burst and stuff. And then they had a raft floating out on the lake, and on this raft it must have been a 55 litre drum of I assume neat petrol, and they blew it up, but the way they did it was they sprayed like a mist of water up into the air, and then projected like a hologram, almost like the Games Master head of Patrick Moore, but they projected this hologram onto the mist of the water, so it looked like this giant alien head was like talking to you out of the mist in the middle of the lake, and then they blew it up with this massive big explosion, and the blast wave and the heat hit you right across the lake. It was absolutely amazing, such a brilliant show. And I kind of say, we'll definitely do that one year, but maybe when the kids are a bit older so they can understand what's actually going on. But at the minute, the little village display is good. They always have a massive bonfire. And to be fair, they put a good, the good sort of half hour long display. Not necessarily the best fireworks in the world. And it is quite amusing because some of them tend to be a bit, wonky and wayward, and there's always that kind of, ooh, which of the igniters is going to get hit this year? Because there always seems to be one that decides to just shoot off along the ground on a beeline for somebody's legs or something like that. But yeah, it's always a good night out, and yeah, kids love it. So I'm as you can tell, I'm probably quite excited. I love fireworks. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the kids. And I guess part of the reason why I like it as well, and I'll try not to dwell on it too much, is the fact that it's not that heavily commercialised. Do you know what I mean? Yes, you can go to the shops and you can buy fireworks. Great. I went in Sainsbury's last night, okay, and I did the shopping. All I wanted to buy fireworks-wise was some sparklers, because they do sell sparklers at this display, but they're always these... really, these great big jumbo things, and they're always really naff. They either don't burn very well, or they're just burning like, they don't sparkle. It's just like a massive like flame on a stick. They're not very good at all. And so I'm just watching this woman out of my front window, who has just allowed her dog to poop and not bothered to clean it up. Disgusting creature. I wouldn't care, but she walks down here, her and her other half, and the dogs walk down here every day. And she's just like allowed crazy stuff. Anyway, so yes, they always sell these horrible sparklers. So all I wanted to buy was some sparklers last night, and in the whole of Sainsbury's, all that I could see that had any relation to Bonfire Night was the little sort of, you know, cabinet thing where you buy the fireworks from, because obviously they can't stack them on a shelf. That was all that was there. There was nothing around the place. There was no. My lad said he wanted the toffee apple. I said I'll just make some. I was going around the shop and I thought, well, I'll see if they've got any. I might just buy them and save me a little job tomorrow. And then I looked around. I couldn't even find any toffee apples. There was nothing around that kind of related to Bonfire Night at all. You know, there's no like bags of cinder toffee hanging everywhere and stuff. None of it. It was the only thing that let you know that Bonfire Night was the next day was this one little stall. I was thinking then that there isn't another festival, celebration, whatever you want to call it, throughout the year, that is so low-key. Yet, in many ways, it's the most dramatic because of all the bangs and pops and fires and explosions and stuff that going around it. But, I mean, like Halloween, for weeks before, you've got blinking cobwebs and spiders dangling out of every cranny of every supermarket in the country. Don't get me on about Christmas. Easter, you've got eggs in the blinking shops from January. But Bonfire Night... It just happens. You can buy some whizzy bang things here if you want, but you know, we're not going to push it down your throat. We're not going to force it on you. And I just think that's what I kind of like about it. The origins of the festival haven't been over commercialised in any way at all, really. You know, it still just stays as it is. And yes, there are companies who will put on displays and no doubt make a profit. You know, some of the big displays like Alton Towers and the various ones at castles and racetracks that are around the country, obviously they're going to make a profit from them. But the core essence of the festival is just, we will let some fireworks off to mark the day when this happened, or this event was averted, and potentially, you know, the country was saved, perhaps, you know. But I know there's even been doubt about, you know, the veracity of the story now. But anyway, the festival, the reason for the celebration hasn't been bastardized, if you like. It hasn't been just transformed into something that it doesn't really need to be, unlike Halloween, unlike Easter, unlike Christmas, unlike birthdays these days. You know, it's like it's crazy stuff. So I guess that's probably why I'm warm, if you pardon the pun, to Bonfire Night a bit more. It's just simple. It's simple and it's nice, and it's and I love big bangs and flashes. I always love big bangs. Back in my military days, I always used to love the opportunity to chuck a flashbang or something. just big bangs, bigger and louder the better is always a good thing. But yeah, so looking forward to that tonight. That should be pretty cool. That should be pretty cool. And then I shall return after seeing the whiz bang flashiness in the field and get the kids and hopefully the wife off to bed as soon as possible, because my copy of Diablo has arrived for my lovely shiny Xbox One. Ooh, I've just stuck the disc in to install the updates and everything else. So, you know, there are always updates and patches now when you buy a new game. Never sort of get a game out of the box, get a beer in your hand and sit... No, sorry, we don't drink beer while gaming. No, you know what I mean? Get a beer in your hand, sit down, get online with your mates and stick the disc in and expect to start playing. Doesn't happen. 9 times out of 10, you've got some kind of an update to install first. Anyway, so I've just took the disc out of the box, whacked it in the drive to placed it carefully and gently into the drive because it's a new shiny thing. Anyway, to install the game and to get the updates down. And my little boy was playing in his bedroom, so he wasn't seeing anything anyway. But I won't even leave him there for a minute. While I'm sort of in the next room now talking, but I don't know. There's something about gaming, even though I can just be in the next room to him. I don't like doing it when the kids are around. You know what I mean? It's like, I guess because you get so immersed in it, and I would hate to get distracted to the point, you know, because, you know, kids have accidents, kids fall over, you know, and I would hate the thought of taking him to hospital because he'd fallen over or he'd bumped his head or something, and sitting there in front of the medical staff. And obviously now you take a child to hospital, they call social services down, don't they, to cover their own backsides and stuff. And imagine just sitting there and saying, well, what happened to him? Or, well, he fell over. And what were you doing at the time? Sitting in my lounge playing video games? Do you know what I mean? How bad would that look? You know? And so for that reason, I just don't do it. I've never done it really. Apart from when he was tiny and used to have like an hour's nap of an afternoon, then I might have half an hour or an hour while he was asleep. But with the kids around in the house, I wouldn't do it. Imagine the shame, man. Oh yeah, I was playing video games while my 2-year-old banged his head. No, that's not a good thing. So I installed the thing, and as it did, it kicked into the title sequence. Now, I said the other day that that when I played Destiny for the first time, I didn't think that the impact of the new graphics quality was really that obvious. It was more of a subtle thing. I take that back now. Wow. The opening title sequence to Diablo is just incredible. It's essentially a young girl in a fairly sort of looks like a fairly ruined sort of church, and you've got the massive stained glass windows, and all the light coming through is just unbelievably good. And then this old man who's her uncle, who's got a big old ledger book in front of him, and it's all old, you know, it's old oldy sort of Middle Ages sort of setting. And I need to check, actually. The old man's voice sounds like what's-his-face that plays Dumbledore in Harry Potter. It sounds like him. I need to check. But anyway, so he looks a bit like Dumbledore. He's got a bald head and a big, long, flowing white beard. And this young girl. And honestly, it looks like a film. They look real. And it's not. It's CGI. But it looks real. They look like proper humans that you could touch and feel and prod. They're not. There's a big explosion and stuff and sets all the scene, but the lighting is just spectacular. And bear in mind, I've seen pretty much the same sequence on 360, and the difference is just chalk and cheese. It's so much better. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to see how that's been. Obviously, it's only a cutscene. It's not you know, sort of in game. But the quality of that image is just amazing. Just absolutely mind-blowingly good. So yes, really looking forward to that now. Can't wait to get stuck in and get embroiled in that world once more. I just found out my mate last night, who plays that game quite a lot, has just maxed out all his characters to level 70. Which is kind of... sounds extreme, but that kind of... just how much longevity that game has. You can just literally sit and go through it and through it and through it and through it. Now, I've actually completed the game once on 360, but I will go back and I will do it again and again and again. It's so good. Such a brilliant game. Yeah, anyway, I keep saying I'm not going to talk about gaming, and I can't blooming help it, can I? But then I did hear Adrian last night saying, oh, if you want to talk about it, Graham, just talk about it. People can switch off if they want to. Yeah, I suppose you got a point. I suppose you got a point. But there you go. There you go. So, yeah, that's about it, really. That's about all I've got to say. I'm trying to stay motivated and just ignore all of the awkwardness of this audio boo trial that I have to go through in order to do this blogging thing. But I'm gonna stick at it. I don't see why. I do see why I should give up, because it's a blooming asshole. But I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm enjoying it too much. And yeah, I just wish they'd blooming sorted out. It's really unfair. But hey, there you go. There you go. Anything else to tell you? No, I don't think so. Excuse me while I have a sip of my double espresso. It's that time of day. It's that time of day. Actually, I've just remembered what I was saying. I was going to make my boy some toffee apples. I better go and do that, hadn't I? Otherwise, they're not going to be ready on time. Yeah. Toffee apples. Yeah, do you remember when, I don't know, do people still do this? When I was a kid, on bonfire night, we always used to have a jacket potato. We didn't have jacket potatoes very often when I was little. I don't know why, but we always used to have a jacket potato on bonfire night. That was the rule. You had to have a jacket potato. I don't know why. I don't know why. We always had a jacket potato with cheese. Yeah, I don't know why. I really don't know why. I grabbed a couple of pizzas because we've got to be here quite early tonight, and my wife doesn't get in from work till late, so I've cheated and bought some shop-made pizzas just to slam in the oven so we can get out and enjoy the whiz-bang flashy poppiness of the bonfire night. Yeah, I think that's probably all I've got to say, really. Anything else I can tell you? I don't think so. I was just listening to Yana actually in the trials and tribulations of getting a coat for her little one. Yeah, just had similar kind of issues here. My wife bought two coats, but neither of them, well, to be fair, she bought them because my lad, who is seven now, apparently they were the only ones he liked in the shop. Now, you see, I would have gone, tough, you're having this one. But apparently they were the only ones he liked. One of them wasn't even waterproof, and it's a winter coat. It was like just like untreated cotton. Like, that's going to last a long time. It'll be soaked through the skin the first time he goes out in the rain or the snow. So that one, we had to send back. Oh, no, that was the second one. The first one was huge. She said that like he's like seven, and he's in between sizes. She said you put the size the age seven one on, and it was like up his arms. But you put the size eight, the age eight one on, and it was like he looked like, I don't know, with like sleeves. He couldn't even get his hands out the end of the sleeves. So that one had to go back. And we ended up spending a fortune. Well, it wasn't a fortune, but more than what we planned on spending to get one from. Was it Next? I think it was Next, which is like a breathable fabric. Water, sort of Next's own version of Gore-Tex. You know, there's all these companies have their own version of Gore-Tex now. But yeah, it looks really nice, and it's red. He wanted red, but he's got a big furry ring around like a parka hood. You know, I used to love my parka when I was a kid. My furry ring around my hood was brilliant. Yeah, to have a parka. Yeah. That was in the 1970s, though. Oh, my word. I'm getting old. I never had a rally chopper, though. I never even had a grifter. I had a rally striker. Which was like a miniature grifter. And then I got a racing bike. I never actually got a grifter or a chopper. And I always wanted a rally chopper because I thought they were cool. And the fact that it had that great big long seat and you could give somebody a backy. Even though there was the white band around the seat which said, this seat is not designed for carrying passengers. But you went, no, I will laugh in the face of your warning, Mr. Seat-making bike rally person, and I will give my friend a ride around the block. But that had a slightly... well, how have I gotten to this? What? How have I started talking about this? Oh, goodness me. I think I need a couple of bangs to wake me up. I'll finish that because yes. So you would get a backy off your mate on his rally chopper. But the trouble was then that if he had to stop quickly, not only did he have himself to stop, but he also had your body weight behind him to stop him too. And of course, the rally chopper had a rather unfortunately placed gear lever, didn't it? And many a young boy has felt the wrath of such a gear lever when the bike has stopped suddenly. And of course, when you've got somebody behind you as well, and you've got the combined weight of two, bringing your body and the gear lever together with great force promotes much pain for the actual rider, but oh, much mirth and merriment for all around who are watching. But there you go. Good old days. Memories. I do feel old though sometimes when I start thinking about stuff like that, because like rally choppers are in museums now, man. And that was like the bike to have when I was a kid. And I'm not old, am I? I don't feel like I'm 41 years of age. I still feel like I'm quite young. Do you know what I mean? I still kind of look at people who are the same age as me and think, and so I don't think that they're old, but I kind of perceive them to be older than me. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of strange. I don't feel as old as I am. I think sometimes my knees start creaking and my sciatica kicks in and and it's struggle to get out of bed in the morning until everything wakes up and starts working properly. Anyway, what am I talking about? I'm going to go before I just start waffling and rambling and wittering about all kinds of nothingness, which is probably about normal for me. So yes, I'm going to go make some toffee apples and get ready for the whiz bang poppy firework night. We're looking forward to it. Hope you all have a good one, guys. Enjoy yourselves and stay safe. Remember, keep your fireworks in a secure tin and always light them at half arm's length. Never return to an unexploded firework. Other than that, take care. And watch out for hedgehogs. Check your bonfires for hedgehogs if you're having one. Poor hedgehogs. Anyway, catch you all later. Take care now. Bye-bye.